This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Cortland Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report, and I have to say, I am happy to be back. It was a fantastic trip around Japan. I got to visit with a couple interesting companies, plus I got to see a country that I have to say is very, very different from a lot of the other countries I've traveled to. Overall, a great trip, and I thank Chris and Al very much for filling in for me, but now I have to say I'm happy to be back. But again, I am on the road traveling to PDAC, the conference in Toronto, the big mining conference in Toronto, I should say, and I'm going to be walking around the floor. I have a lot of meetings set up, and I want everybody to email me with any companies that they are interested in, and I've already said that earlier on this week in some of the daily editorials, and I have gotten some emails already, so I appreciate all of our listeners emailing me and sharing some of their thoughts on some of the companies. These conferences, for me, are an invaluable experience to actually meet up with some of these companies and get to chat to management and hopefully find a couple new stories. But I hope everybody, first of all, emails me and then stays tuned for some of my comments over the next, let's go with couple weeks, where I will share some of not only the discussions I've had, but also bring a couple new companies on the show to at least share what they're up to, because there's a lot going on in the mining sector. But that's not what we're going to talk about in the first segment. In the first two segments, though, I am bringing on Jesse Felder, one of a relatively new guest to the show, but the founder and editor of a blog that I think everybody should go to on a pretty much weekly basis, and that is the Felder Report. Jesse, you and I were chatting off mic about the overall sentiment in the market. And right now we have optimism at, you could argue, highs, at least 20-year highs, almost 30-year highs since the last consumer confidence report came out, where I believe sentiment is at highs not seen since 1987, which is mind-boggling when you think about it. But how do you feel about the way the markets are going, essentially being lifted by this optimism that seems to abound?
Yeah, I really agree with you. I tweeted something this morning. A friend of mine kind of quantified this gap between hope versus reality, the difference between soft data points like sentiment, you know, and consumer confidence, and then hard data points and what's actually going on in the economy. And it's the largest gap on record right now. And so, you know, I blogged about this recently, calling it the difference between hope and reality. And to me, in the markets, I think this is pretty clearly a classic blow off top in stocks is kind of how I'm looking at this right now. I just think it's, you know, completely driven by euphoria, and the underlying, you know, economic situation is not, still not fantastic. The Atlanta Fed came out and said, you know, looks like GDP in the first quarter is going to be below 2% again. So, you know, that's, you know, essentially after inflation, that's, you know, zero. That's nothing. So yeah, nothing really has changed so far, except for, you know, we've seen pretty a huge surge in investor euphoria.
Now, let's talk about this soft data versus hard data. And maybe it was from you that I posted something, I believe it was earlier this week, Monday or Tuesday, after the market closed, that showed a chart talking about where soft data is leading the markets and where hard data is. And soft data we can refer to as kind of this consumer confidence, more or less how people are feeling. And that is continuing to increase. But the hard data, and we're seeing manufacturing numbers, all these type of data points that are, you know what, they're improving, but only marginally. And we're seeing this disconnect. Do you think that this is sustainable, or this could actually continue?
Well, you know, in the past, so this is why I really like my friend Jonathan Tepper's work on it this week. His website's variantperception.com, and he put out a blog post just today or last night quantifying this. And when the soft data has run so far ahead of the hard data, it's almost always led to a rise in stock prices during that rise in euphoria. But after, subsequent to that, it's always been, you know, its stock prices have had to reprice in that hard data, which is, you know, lags behind. So it's almost always led to weakness in equities.
Now, you mentioned this so-called blow-off top, and a lot of the commentators that I talk to, as much as people were saying, you know what, this is a bubble that we're seeing in the markets, there were still, I believe, these level-headed commentators saying, we haven't got this euphoria stage yet. Do you think we're there, Jesse? Because we did
the Dow,
what, 12 days in a row going up?
No doubt. I mean, so people who say that there hasn't been euphoria are probably pointing to the AAII, you know, metrics, which show kind of relatively subdued sentiment on the part of investors. But those investors are actually, you know, have proven to be smarter than some of the other indicators that are truly valuable contrarian indicators. So, you know, I look at things like investor positioning. I want to see actually what are people doing with their money. And, you know, people literally have no cash in their accounts, and they're fully invested in equities. You look at it across almost any measure, and that's just the truth. But one of the things that tells me this is a blow-off top is when you look back at what interest rates have done over the last, you know, 35 years or something, whenever we've seen the 10-year Treasury interest rate rise 30% over a 12-month period, it's almost always led to problems in the, you know, financial markets. So we saw, you know, ahead of the 1987 crash, that long-term interest rate rose 30% year over year. The 1994 bond market crash, and people don't always remember, in the spring of 94, after bonds crashed, stock market went down a quick 10%. Same thing, you know, what? How did the stock market peak in 2000? Yet again, from 99 to 2000, long-term interest rates went up, and that 10-year yield went up 30% year over year. We've now hit that that same. Actually, we went 40% up year over year on the 10-year Treasury yield over the last 12 months. And so this rise in interest rates always puts the brakes on risk markets when looking back over the last 35 years. And so that's one of the things I'm looking at, and I don't think, you know, that's probably what the hard data is showing too, is that this big rise in interest rates putting the brakes on the economy.
Well, and that's something I think that's so noteworthy about this week too, and that was when we started the week, the rate hike odds for this March meeting were below 50%, right around 44%. And as we're talking, which is Friday, just when the markets are opening, the rate hike odds are well over 80%, such a huge swing just this week. And that is showing this paradigm that we're in that, you know what, the Fed actually might follow through with more than one rate hike this year. And that's very different than what we've been seeing.
Well, I think they're looking at core inflation, and they're looking at, you know, if you look at the sticky CPI, and specifically the sticky core CPI, which is, you know, take out food and energy, you know, that move around a bunch, and then the sticky CPI are the prices that don't move very often, the less volatile prices. And, you know, that sticky core CPI is running like 2.7% right now. And so when you have a 0.75% Fed funds rate, I think the markets could come to the conclusion that the Fed is not just behind the curve. They've been left in the dust. And if inflation is going to, you know, and not just an energy story, if inflation is going to show any kind of sustainability or, God forbid, keep rising, the Fed's going to have, you know, find themselves very, you know, far, far behind the curve. We might have to see some half point, you know, 50 basis point raises, you know, this year for them to try and, you know, play catch up.
And that's what is mind-blowing. But, Jesse, we are out of time for this segment. I'm bringing you on next segment. Everybody, stick around. I'm going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's Improve Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing our conversation with Jesse Felder. And Jesse, I want to get right back into it. We were talking about some of these data points that are showing inflation picking up and just how behind the curve the Fed is, but then we can also look at other central banks and how behind the curve other central banks are in terms of accepting that, you know what, they're finally starting to see some of this inflation, but they almost don't know how to handle it. When we talk about how the Fed and other central banks could be behind the curve, where does that lead you when you're talking to some of your subscribers about what they should be doing with their money?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. I think, you know, first of all, let's try and quantify how far behind the curve they are. So I think we talked before, you know, we went on air about in 1987, part of the reason the stock market crashed in October was fears that the Fed was too far behind the curve and wasn't going to be able to catch up. At their narrowest point between Fed funds and CPI, you know, CPI running 4% and Fed funds was 6%. So, you know, they were still tightening, you know, by 200 basis points above, you know, CPI. Policy was still tightening. You know, if CPI is running 2.5 today and the Fed's not even 1% yet, Fed funds is still negative, you know, by at least 150 basis points. So, I mean, there's a huge difference between that time and where we are today. So you could argue that the Fed has almost never been this far behind the curve. And if inflation is sustainable, there's going to be a problem. And I think William White is a brilliant economist. I'm not a huge fan of economists generally, but he's a guy who's been right, you know, warned about the financial crisis beforehand and has been talking about this dynamic between monetary policy and fiscal policy. And there's a famous paper on this topic that he references, and it basically says as long as monetary policy is in control, they can kind of make the choice between inflation and managing the economy, and even if they're not very good at it. But when fiscal authorities start to take over and disregard what the monetary authority is doing, that puts central banks in a bind where they either have to try and accommodate the fiscal authority by, you know, printing money to enable them to pursue, you know, fiscal policies and fiscal stimulus and what have you, or they have to fight inflation, but they can't do both. And I think this is what this rise in populism is really bringing to a head, is we're seeing populist policies that are, you know, fiscally stimulative, and the central banks are starting to realize, oh no, we might get the inflation that we've been trying to engender for a long period of time, and we might get it more aggressively than we could have ever created it alone. And so that's the dynamic that we're seeing, and it's going to be really interesting if it does play out that way and central banks are forced to either print money to allow the fiscal authorities to do what they want to do and keep interest rates low, or battle the inflationary impacts of that. But either way, we're probably going to see much higher interest rates. That, like I said, if the fiscal authorities really follow through in what they're talking about.
So, Jesse, I understand that people listening to this might be thinking, well, it sounds like these guys are very pessimistic on maybe the future direction of the markets. It almost sounds like they think that we are in this euphoric bubble stage, something that we talked about last segment. But this can actually continue for longer than people think, correct?
You know, it can, and it has, and that's what's been so interesting is, you know, people have been saying these central bank policies are inflationary and they're going to cause problems. I've been saying that since QE1, and it hasn't happened. What I think has changed is the political backdrop, and the political, you know, backdrop changes the inflationary story. It actually turns it from something that's hypothetical into something that could be a real problem.
Now, in terms of a real problem, is that what you're telling your subscribers, that they need to almost be protected? Because quite frankly, this week, and it may be an outlier, but it's when safe haven assets got hit pretty hard.
Yeah, you know, with the rate hike odds, you know, you've seen gold, and especially the miners, right? Every time that we see rate hike odds increase, the miners get hammered. And they're just, you know, that's just the dynamic that we've seen over the last year and a half. But then again, if you look at what's happened, you know, after these rate hikes, you know, the gold price and miners especially have rallied really hard after almost every rate hike. And I think what could change in this dynamic is if the markets decide the Fed is behind the curve, you know, it won't matter what type of rate hike they're proposing, you know, gold's going to just soar because they're so far behind that people are going to rush to those safe haven assets. And I think we're getting to that cusp that if the markets wake up to this reality of the Fed being behind the curve, then, you know, gold will go nuts on the upside.
So it sounds like you think kind of along the lines that I do, that, you know what, the Fed's only hiked rates two times in the last year and a half, quite frankly, in the last 10 years, and each of those two hikes have actually put a bottom in gold, and gold has rallied quite nicely off of those rate hikes, which seems contradictory until you realize that because the Fed is behind the curve, that actually means that we're starting to see some inflation pick up, and inflation is one of the more fundamental long-term drivers of gold. You're seeing this potentially happen again, hey?
Well, until we see actually positive real interest rates, you know, it's going to be a very bullish backdrop for gold. You know, we have negative real interest rates, you know, and the whole front end of the curve. And, you know, that's my point, is the Fed is not really even tightening until the Fed funds rate hits, you know, close to CPI. So, you know, we still have negative Fed funds rate, and we have for a long period of time. but like I said, with this what's going on the fiscal side, this is what's going to wake people up to the fact that, you know, rates are real and inflation is real. Rates are negative in real terms, and inflation is real. And that's when, you know, so generally what I'm telling my subscribers is in over the next 3 to 5 years, this dynamic is very bearish, I think, for financial assets generally, both stocks and bonds. If interest rates are going to go up, it's, you know, even more, it's going to hurt these types of things. And it's a very, you know, negative interest rates are very bullish for real assets. So, you know, that's commodities, tips, gold, and real estate to a lesser extent.
And that's something that I think investors and just people in general need to realize, that this is more a long-term play. That's one thing that I appreciate about you, is that you're not a technical trader in the sense that you're looking so much at day-to-day moves. I know that we can all get distracted by day-to-day moves, but the fact of the matter is, with some of this new data that we're seeing, and even the changing political front that you outlined to us, we are seeing this more fundamental reason to invest in some of these safe haven assets and understand that the markets just aren't going to keep on going up forever. Although, hey, it might happen for at least the short term. I don't know. It's a very interesting aspect that we're talking about here, Jesse, and I appreciate you taking time and sharing your thoughts with us. Again, everybody, go check out Jesse's website. It's a great one. I will add a link below this weekend edition report. But, Jesse, unfortunately, we're out of time. Thank you very much for taking some time with us, though.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition. And in this segment, we're going to look at the markets from a technical standpoint with our friend Avi Gilbert from the Elliott Wave Trader website. A great website for all the technical traders, and Avi is a key contributor to our website sharing what the Elliott Wave outlook is for the markets. And Avi, let's start off by talking about the precious metals. We have seen the precious metals pull back this week fairly significantly, but still not dropping out of bed. But pretty much at the close on Friday, we have gold trading around 1237. Silver's also kind of taking it on the chin throughout this week. In your eyes, and as you said to me off mic, you did not want to see the pullback in the metals to the degree that it did this week. Can you please explain?
Yeah, I didn't want to see silver most particularly dropping as strongly as it did. I mean, we had a support in the 1760 to 1780 region, but I didn't want to see it dropping as strongly as it did. And it tells me there, we may be stuck in this region for a little longer than I want it to be. It doesn't mean I'm bearish by any stretch of the imagination. I'm still very, very bullish the bigger complex. Most of the charts we follow on the miners are still looking very, very good. The main issue I really have is the MACD on the main chart that I follow came down further than I wanted to see, and it may take a little time. I'm not certain about that, but in no way am I bearish.
Okay, now that you're saying it may take a little time, what does that mean? Are you looking to summer, or does this now push it out to almost next year of the next
year? No. I'm talking about it may take another month or so until we get the breakout. But, I'm expecting by summertime that we're going to be involved in a major rally in the market.
Okay. As in a major rally that takes us up above that peak that we saw in 2016 last year when silver topped out at right around just north of $21.
Absolutely. I would definitely expect that we would exceed that by then.
Okay. Avi, any comments on what we were seeing in the precious metal stocks? Because those were almost foretelling this move down in the metals when we were seeing gold and silver move up throughout, 2 weeks ago, but the metals weren't doing very much, or the mining stocks weren't doing very much. And now we're seeing this pullback. What do your charts tell you for such charts such as the GDX?
Well, in the GDX, I mean, to me, the GDX is still very, very constructive. As long as we're going to be over 1990, I am looking for a very strong rally to be taking hold in the miners complex. So, as long as we stay over 1990, there really is nothing that I'm concerned about on it. If we break 1990, yeah, that definitely would make me a bit concerned.
Okay, but right now 1990 continues to be the level that you're watching in terms of still being a bullish trade for you.
Correct.
Okay. And now, Avi, what do you think about what we're seeing in the U.S. stock markets? We finally saw the S&P move intraday over a 1%, which happened on Wednesday. This was the first time in a number of trading days, a record-breaking number of trading days. What do you see happening in the U.S. markets?
Well, I think, we've been talking about this since February of last year, that I'm still looking, and people thought I was crazy, but I'm still looking for the market to go over 2,500 by the end of this year. So there's nothing that has really surprised us to any degree at all. On the larger perspective, we've now come right into the target box. We've had 2,400 to 2,440. So my expectation is that we're setting ourselves up for a pullback now. Can we get up to the 2,440 before that happens? Yeah, we still can. But, right now, the risk to reward is not necessarily – the reward is not really worth the risk to the upside at this point in time. I think we can pull back 100, 150 points in the SPX before we begin another 200-plus point rally up to the 2,500 region, potentially by the summertime.
So, Avi, you and I talk about sentiment in the markets. Last time we spoke, about a month ago, we talked about the sentiment in the metals. But now let's talk about the sentiment in the U.S. markets, because we are seeing almost an extreme level of bullishness. Is this why you think we need a little bit of a pullback to get some of this bullish sentiment off the table?
I'll be honest with you. I don't see the huge bullishness out there. When I look out in the blog world, all I'm hearing are people trying to short the market for the last 300 points up. I'm seeing people saying this just can't be, the fundamentals don't support it. I see still a lot of bearishness. I don't think that bearishness is going to subside until we well exceed 2,500. I've had outside projections that take us over 2,800 by early next year. So, like I said, my minimum target for this overall structure that we started back in February of 2016 takes us to 2,537 to 2,611. That's my sweet spot. But potentially, because people are still trying to short this all the way up, if that continues, then and a lot of the bearishness that's, believe it, I see a lot of bearishness pervasive, not a lot of bullishness. Most people don't believe in this rally. So until people actually start believing in this rally, we're still going to have that wall of worry, and it can even go up as high as 2,800. So I'm not seeing as much bearishness.
That is quite the move up above 2,800 if we do see that, Avi. And you know what? It is saying something that these markets do continue to climb. And you are right that a number of blogs out there continue to say that this market cannot continue and it needs to move back down. But right now, the fact of the matter is these markets are hanging around at very high levels. In your eyes, though, do you think that if we do get a break above 2,500, that's going to cause even more people to flood into the market and add to almost this euphoric move?
That generally is what happens when markets move up. Most people don't follow the markets as closely as we do. Remember that. So, you know, when people start talking about the market at, you know, their barber shop, you know, or wherever on the street, you know, the higher the market goes, the more attention it draws. The more attention it draws, the more people are thinking, I missed this big rally. Maybe it's time for me to get back in. And this is just typical of human nature. You know, whereas when we go out shopping for a car, or a very expensive household item, we're always looking for the best deal we can find. We don't carry that over into the stock market. Rather, we like it when prices are going high because we assume it's just going to go higher. And that's when we look into the market, just based upon, you know, our natural tendencies. That's why you have to fight your natural tendencies in order to make money in the market.
So one final comment here, Avi. You mentioned how a lot of people are still looking to short this market. We had a couple comments earlier in the week on our blog about how that big move on Wednesday was a lot of short covering. Do you believe in that?
Do I believe that it was short covering? I see as we go higher, more and more people shorting and shorting. So it may be short covering for some, and others are just looking to get into the market to short. So, you know, I'm seeing a mixed bag. You know, to me, I really don't care what the story is. For me, it's all about where are we in the pattern. And where we are in the pattern is we're coming to the conclusion of the rally that we bought into in early November. Our expectation was that we were going to go to the 2300 region first. We were going to consolidate, maybe get a little pullback. And from there, we're going to 2400 to 2440. We're there now. So as we're there now, my expectation is that we're going to drop back down to about the low end, about 2230, the high end, probably about 2300. So there's a 70-point sweet spot in there, and we're going to have to see how it develops to really understand where the next buy-in point. But, you know, over the next month or two, I'm going to be looking to load up again for another 200-plus point rally.
All right. Avi, always enjoyable chatting with you. Avi is the founder of ElliottWaveTrader.net. Always enjoyable hearing your technicals, Avi. Everybody stick around.
Thank
we're going
so
to be right back with Warren Resources.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Olson Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition. I hope everybody enjoyed what has been so far, I think, a very interesting show with Jesse Felder and some technical analysis from Avi Gilbert. Right now I'm bringing on a company that is one of my favorite companies on the site and is getting a lot of reaction from our audience, and that is Orin Resources. I have the executive chairman and co-founder Ivan Babek on the line with me. And Ivan, I'm just going to throw this question out to you because it's a question that I've gotten from a couple of our listeners, and that is, over the past, let's say, couple weeks, Orin has come out with one could consider pretty good news. There's been some surface work done on two different properties in Peru, Guayaquil and Sombrero. Both of those properties are almost essential to the Orin portfolio of properties. But yet the question that I had was, why do you think that this news hasn't moved the stock higher? And one of the answers that I shared with some of these people that emailed me was, you know what, from the people that I've talked to, I feel like a lot of investors in the stock right now are focused on the Canadian properties, which is great because the Canadian properties do show a lot of potential, but I find this is almost a freebie that investors have in Orin with these different Peruvian projects. And when you consider that the news and the surface work that you guys have done is in every way, in my eyes, quite positive, this is a good sign for investors. Can you please comment on, I guess, some of the questions that I've gotten saying, why hasn't this Peruvian news moved the market for the stock?
Yeah, well, thank you very much for having me back on your show. I think you've touched on a very valid point about what Peru means to us in our portfolio. And Peru is going from a concept or conceptual stage of, you know, the potential for big discoveries to a reality. And that's what you saw with Sombrero's spectacular surface results. And previous to that, a very nice new soil discovery at Guayaquil. I think in our own mindset of how we've laid out this company and how we've spoken about it, I think that the advanced assets in our portfolio are certainly in Canada, being ounces there, and that's where the market is choosing to hold value based off of the resources that are in the company. You know, for me, I'm an explorationist at heart. That's something, and I think my colleagues are the same way on the team. You know, when we lose sleep at night on all three different projects, whether it be Canada in the east or in the west or down in Peru, and when I say we lose sleep on it, we lose sleep on how big these things could be. And until we got these results out from Peru, you know, we were kind of waiting to see, is Peru going to be something significant or not? And that certainly was the case in these results. The lack of market reaction, there's two things going on. And one, I think, you know, every investor that has bought a gold stock and has owned it through January through March, gold is seasonally over the last 30 years been soft around March. I've seen some other great companies with some spectacular announcements not react to them as well. It's certainly not an excuse because we like to be better than the rest and not to compare with other ones, but it is a challenge we have to face when the whole market is softer. What we haven't had the chance to do yet, which is happening as we speak, is we haven't had a chance to go and talk about Peru properly with the investment community. And as we're on the eve of PDAC, we begin a very extensive marketing program in terms of informing a lot of the institutional and retail investors, both across the Eastern Canada and the U.S., of what these Peruvian results mean. And I think, you know, shareholders can look forward to quite a bit more surface results out of Peru, some acquisitions that would fall within the neighboring ground that we're already in the process of around these projects. And I think at that stage, you know, Peru is going to have a very big reveal in its first drill programs. And what I mean by that is, you know, I think we're on the edge of some, you know, giant Peruvian-style discoveries. And that's just based off of what we've seen here. So I think, you know, shareholders have to be patient and they have to be very pleased that the news is very good. And I think that, you know, in a period of a few months, we'll probably realize that value that wasn't initially realized as we start to inform the market of really how meaningful Peru's becoming.
Well, let's dive a bit more into Peru, because I find this interesting. What you just said is that not only will you be moving forward with these projects, but also looking at acquiring neighboring land. To me, that means that this surface work that you've done has not only showed you that you're excited about a drill program that is upcoming, but you're also looking at, again, acquiring more land, making this almost a district-sized potential. Is that correct?
Yeah, so you're familiar with our technical team all being predominantly from Newmont and Majors, and the way they look at things is from a regional perspective. You know, a major would want to own the entire district, and we certainly carry that ambition when we go in and get into some good exploration properties. We've staked a lot of land around Sombrero, and you know, we're in that process. It's coming to the company. Once it's complete, we'll inform the market. But you know, we've applied for the staking of that, and the reason why we've done that there is because, you know, we see the system carrying off of our current property boundaries, and the size is impressive. And, you know, we're discovering outcropping skarn targets with high-grade mineralization on the edge of the property. And so when you're increasing your land position around your existing land position because of your ambition towards your comfort level that the system continues off of your property boundary, I think it really, really weighs heavily on the scalability of the target. You know, Sombrero for me was my favorite exploration target in the entire portfolio before we did any work on it, because of where it sits in Peru next to a mine that was sold called Las Bambas. It was sold for about $5.8 billion back in 2014. They had a very big copper porphyry discovery, predominantly copper. Further west, you get a lot bigger gold numbers. Now our highest gold numbers go up to 7.5 grams per ton gold from 5.8 grams, and they're in new areas. And then it also goes up to 16% copper, you know, versus the highest was 9% copper before. Now, we don't expect to find that kind of a continuous grade across the entire project. We certainly don't need it. But when you see grade, like that high of grade come out in these projects, it tells you the systems are really strong. And there's an event that happened when the system was being formed, and it will carry some really rich grades alongside the lower grades that will blend out to a very, very, hopefully very economic grade. One last thing that I will point out is that was noted on this project when we did this current program, there's power lines that go right on the edge of the project. And that's a game changer when you're in Peru, when you're anywhere in the world, when power is there on the edge of your property. That really changes your economics, and it makes what you find 10 times more profitable just for the ease and access of possible power, which is obviously a large component if we're to find and discover a large mine. And obviously we're talking about something very big, and that would be a very big component if it wasn't there in terms of cost. So it's a huge, huge positive for us in terms of this property, and we're very excited about it.
So having this infrastructure and this power close by or pretty much right on site is nice, as you said, but that is much further down the road. Right now, I think investors are looking at what type of drilling will be done. And for some reason, and this just is a fact, that investors like to see actual drill results. When can we expect some drill results out of these Peru properties?
So as far as that goes, we wanted to be drilling in a fairly short period of time originally, but as these systems are getting larger, it would be very premature to drill your system before you know the full size of what the footprint could be. I'll give you an example. If you were to drill, hypothetically, an elephant, and you were drilling the tail, but you didn't know the rest of the elephant was there, you know, you would be it would be a very big miss for the market and for shareholders on what could be there. Why I talk about power is if you do get into an elephant style, like a massive deposit, and the footprint's very large, I think that the investment community can speculate with a lot more confidence that there's a real asset here that could be developed, and that forward-looking vision of an asset that could be developed and have a fairly, you know, advantageous economic cost in terms of infrastructure, it will give us a huge premium to the early discovery holes we make. I think as we sit right now, what the guys are doing is they're doing another expansive surface work program on site on the areas we haven't been to yet. And I think in the next 2 or 3 months, we'll probably be complete that and gearing ourselves up for drilling. If we're delayed in drilling anything in Peru, it's actually a huge, huge positive, because it means the system, we haven't gotten to the edge of the system yet, and it's getting bigger. But we will be drilling them ambitiously, you know, and aggressively in a few months here from now. I think we'll be able to get the work done in time to get a program going before the summer.
All right, Ivan. Well, I appreciate you sharing some of the news on the company recently, what's been happening, and answering some of our listeners' questions. You and I will be chatting at the upcoming PDAC conference in Toronto, so I look forward to that. If anybody has more questions for Ivan and his team, please feel free to email me and I will get back to you, plus also have Ivan back on the show shortly. So Ivan, thank you for taking time. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back with the second hour.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's
LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.